It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode on Redefine and Align. I'm your host, Nicole Weston, and I'm so excited that you are joining me today. It is a beautiful day for recording and for connecting. If you haven't yet listened to my episode from last week, let me know either on Instagram or send me a DM. I'd love to hear how, you know, January 2022 is going for you. How are you feeling and how are you navigating, you know, all these new changes slash same thing slash just feels so much heavier? I'd love to hear from you. The podcast for me is such an incredible way to connect with the community of people that I have either served in years before, who I may serve through the podcast, through Instagram, or maybe you are curious about programs or connecting with me one-on-one. What I absolutely love about this podcast is you really never know how many people are actually experiencing very similar events and feelings. And my number one priority is to bring us together, to really connect us back into community. The community is so important to me. I always have said that community is the reason I am where I am today. And now I want to create a community of the women and men that I have worked with so we can all kind of be in this together. You know, why community? There's just something so basic, like it's a basic human need for us to look at someone else and go, me too. Right? So I'm really grateful that you are here. I'd love for you to subscribe. We do drop a new episode every Friday, and leave a review, because every time you leave a review or share this on your story or share it with a friend, that means we are connecting with more and more people. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today, I want to dive into boundaries, because I have to say boundaries are exactly what transformed my life. Yes to the inner healing work and the, okay, let me put it this way. There's two things that I believe that we need as a formula for success. We need to do the inner work and we need to do the outer work. So boundaries for me represent the framework for the outer work. Boundaries, very simply, are how we execute what is important to us. Boundaries are like the execution of our dreams, of our goals, of how we tell people and teach people how to treat us. It is the shift of, wow, I have just gone through so much in my life and I am ready to reevaluate what's important to me. I'm ready to reevaluate what no longer serves me. You know, maybe in the early 2020 and 2021 days, how you were coping through that worked. And now we're in 2022 and it's like, you know what? It's time to do something different. And here's the thing. We have learned in the coaching industry, in the self-development industry, that we have to be all love and light the majority of the time. We have to be grateful. And often on social media, we will see people practicing these beautiful principles of law of attraction, gratitude, and, you know, just like making a really crappy, difficult situation into roses. People are always sharing with us their silver lining. Now, I think for me especially, and the people that I talk with, it's like, I love a silver lining. I love it. I love taking a hard experience and making it into, you know, a beautiful flower. I love being able to see what this difficult situation is giving to me. I love the opportunities. Okay. So yes, yes, yes to all of it. And I think social media has a really incredible way of sharing that with us. And we lose sight of what it took to get to that silver lining. So if you joined me on my last episode, I talked about how everyone talks about day one and then day 100, you know, but really we're not talking about the in-between. And it is the in-between spaces. It's day two, day three, day four, day 60, when life gets really effing hard. And I don't want to continue doing what I'm doing because it's hard. So like no one's really talking about that. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to make space for vulnerability to happen. I want to make space for the fact that you had a goal, you had a dream, and you started out and then life happened and it hit you and you were right back where you started. That's not something you're doing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just this false idea of how growth looks. It's like, you know, you can see the pictures, you can hear the metaphors, but until you're in it, those metaphors, you won't hear the same. So for everyone who's listening, everyone just take a really big deep breath. And let's just come back to the basics. It's one step at a time. And how do we even define what those steps are if we don't know what we want? If we don't know what's working for us and what we don't. So boundaries. We may have learned that boundaries are how we keep the toxicity out of us, how we keep the walls up to keep ourselves safe and secure. But after years, almost a decade of doing this work, boundaries are so much more than that. And boundaries, I have to say, are one of the most powerful skills I learned and now embody, right? And continue to apply as my life transforms. Now, Nicole, before May, embodied boundaries. I was very clear on what was working for me in my life. I had habits in my daily life, in my daily week and month. I knew what I wanted, I knew what I needed, and I knew where I was going. And then life happened. An extraordinary tragedy happened in my life. It feels super weird to talk about it right now because what are we in, like 8 months post my mom dying? But like life happened. And there's like no amount of toxic positivity, mindset, stuff that's going to get you through the fact that we're back at phase one. It's like day one all over again. I was like 7 or 9, we'll say 7 years, you know, consciously, unconsciously in the work, doing the inner work, taking the action, doing the inner work, taking action, watching my growth evolve tremendously. The new lingo out there is like quantum leaping. I was quantum leaping before people were talking about quantum leaping. I mean that with so much love and respect. Because as I've been reflecting, you know, my partner and I are going to be together. I know I'm like skipping a year, but it's like 2023 will signify 10 years together. And honestly, it feels like I just messaged him on Tinder yesterday. And I think there's a lot of beauty in that. And also just reminding myself that like, I have been in the world of self-development probably since I went to school as a social worker. But 2012 is when I hit it. And I did a lot of inner healing work. So inner child work, releasing negative emotions and limiting beliefs, understanding what I want. You know, if you had asked me in 2011, what do you want, Nicole? I would have said to you, I just want everyone to be happy and healthy and live a long life. You know, there was no I. And that's kind of how I've always lived my life. I was never going to go to school. Like, I never had that on my radar. It was always just like, maybe I could focus like 2 months in advance, but anything other than that, like, that just didn't make sense to me. It was very dark. It was very black. I couldn't see forward. And in my journey of self-development, spiritual awakening, it was like, oh, Nicole, you don't know what you want. You've been so busy thinking about and worried about everyone else that you are burning out now. Because you have finally decided that, yes, you want this dream job. Yes, you want to be in a healthy relationship. And now you're making space for the things you want in your life while everyone is really used to accessing you in a certain way. And you just don't have the capacity. But, like, you know, that stuff, you don't, it doesn't happen overnight. So now, fast forward, as a coach, as a mother, as like a pretty badass businesswoman and leader, it is like my duty to myself to ensure that I know exactly what I want and that I know what I need. And that causes me to have to reevaluate on an ongoing basis. So when, let's go back, when my mother died, my capacity shifted tremendously. I was now making space for grief to exist in every area of my life, and I didn't ask for it. So I felt very powerless. I felt very helpless. I felt so many different things. Every cell in my body had to relearn or learn what it means to live in this world without a mother. And that is some kind of mindfuck. And am I ready to make a silver lining out of it yet? No. Do I need to? No. Will greatness come from this? Yes. Yes, it will. Because I'm choosing a life of evolution and growth. I am a mother. I want to raise my daughter to have the most abundant, loving, safe, healthy, happy life. That's what we all want. In order for me to create that for her, I have to reevaluate my boundaries, except I'm doing it in a completely different phase. So why am I sharing all of this with you? Because boundaries are so important, and there is a level of embodying boundaries. I grew up not really knowing what a boundary was. I think I heard boundary for the first time in one of my trainings. And I remember having to put into place massive boundaries. They were scary. They were very scary because my family was so used to knowing me for who I was, but then them not really knowing boundaries. So then when I input the boundaries, everyone took it personally. And that sucks. So if you're out there and you're like, I know boundaries, I love boundaries, and I want to put boundaries in, but they scare me because one time I did it and my family was like really upset. This is where community comes in. This is where having a guide, having a coach is so key, because they will hold the space for you to really unravel, why are you putting this boundary in the first place? They will remind you why. How many times have you put a boundary in and then it doesn't happen? Okay, so we have the inner work. We have the outer work. Boundaries for me come in so many different parts. It's boundaries in every area of our life. It is boundaries with self. What am I willing to do and what am I not willing to do anymore? I'm not willing to watch TV anymore. I'm not willing to watch the news. I don't listen to the radio. I will engage with the news. I will engage with the radio, but it will be on my intentional time. If there's one thing I discovered about myself right off the get-go when I started this journey, I had learned how to have an anxious mindset, how to have a mindset that was focused always on the worst-case scenario, and that fear, I was riddled with fear. There was no thinking about a happy ending. My mind was designed throughout my childhood to think about the worst case scenario, because if I could think about the worst case, then I would be prepared and I wouldn't be caught off guard and then it wouldn't hurt that much. Well, let me tell you, there is no amount of pre-thinking, wondering, creating all of these different scenarios of the worst case scenario that will teach you or help you mitigate the loss or tragic worst case scenario. Like, and if it has, like, I'm looking back in my lifetime, I lost my stepmother in 2011, tragically. My mother died tragically in 2021. Whew, that's like. And yeah, and I remember then going, and this, so 2011, I hadn't discovered any of my inner healing work. Like, it was just like me. It was like my old suit, we'll say. And yeah, even then there was no, I remember thinking to myself, there is no amount of preparation that prepares you for the loss of a loved one or the loss of something really bad happening. What it does do is it steals every moment of being present and experiencing joy and living life. That's what it did. That's what it did to me. It stole many moments. I gave so many moments to a fear inside of my heart and soul that I didn't understand why my mind was doing that. I didn't understand, but that's just kind of what was modeled, you know, like we're just kind of putting out fires all of the time. I'm so grateful because I surround myself with people who have very different upbringings or childhoods than me. And that kind of shows me the polarity. It's like, yes, I'm strong. Yes, I'm resilient. Yes, I'm freaking awesome. And there was a lot that was out of my control. So of course, I was looking for a way to cope or to prepare or to somehow feel powerful. So in my trainings, I have learned that every behavior has a positive intention. I got to say, that has helped me so much. So the behavior of thinking about the worst case scenario, the need was to feel safe. So when it comes to boundaries, we want to look at what is it that you're doing and what is it giving to you? And be kind to yourself, okay, please? Because being kind to yourself is setting you up for a beautiful garden of learning, right? Like we cannot beat ourselves up on the way to joy. We cannot beat ourselves up or shame ourselves into love. That's not how it works. But again, we weren't taught this. I feel like a lot of my life's mission, my life's work is to create a school where we get to really learn emotional intelligence and evolve our emotional intelligence to understand how to live a life that we love while navigating some of the most difficult times. Because if there's one thing I know, I am a human first and a spirit soul second. And if you're in the self-development world, if you have recently become a mother, or maybe you've been a mother for many years, motherhood transforms you. Whether you think it does or not, it transforms you. And again, really not a lot of framework to really understand how motherhood is transforming our life. We tend to take it personally. What's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Why is this so hard? My mission is to really bring to light who you are and what you desire. And then boundaries. Better boundaries are how we execute what it is that we want from our life. So boundaries, my favorite. Making space for grief to happen in my life has required an absolute transformation in how I do life. But that framework gives me such peace of mind. Every day until we hit 1 year, which would be in May, it's like I just got to do every day once. So today is January 19th, 2022. And today is the first day. Today is the first January 19th where I am living in this world without my mother. So it's okay that I don't know how to do this. Next year, I'll have a little bit more framework, a little bit more I'll be more familiar with it. But it is this grace. It is this compassion that I am doing it for the first time. So of course, I don't know how to do it. If you think about all of the neuro connections, the neural pathways, I want you to think of it like a highway. And then if you were to think about, you know, those, the highways that go over the water, rivers, and they have to open. You know how, like, when they open, there's like this space in between? That's where like the chemicals happen. That's where the neural pathways say happiness, joy, sadness. Like, that's where we get like this beautiful potential of emotions. And all of these little cells, like, they just don't know how to do this. So who are we to be so hard on ourselves when we're doing something new? Something I'm focusing on as a mother is creating the most compassionate space for learning to happen. And that has started from the moment I became a mother, in how I teach and also how I uphold myself. I am not doing it perfectly by any means, but I definitely am having conversations about how to be easy, how to be kind to ourselves. And I practice it out loud. Because there's one thing, she is modeling how I treat myself. When she gets older, I may very well be the voice inside her head. And I want that voice to be as kind as possible. Is there going to be a negative voice inside her head? Probably, because she's human and she has an ego. I want her to have the resiliency and the framework to know how to guide the ego. That's my hope. We'll see how it goes. But this comes back to boundaries for me. So if we look at the wheel of life, or we look, at our life, it's like, okay, self, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, sexual, financial, and work. All of these areas require different boundaries. I want you to start thinking about boundaries as a way of implementing what is important to me, rather than thinking about boundaries as a way that I have to say no. You know, I love no. That's a very powerful word, but I also love yes. But if we don't know what it is that's important to us, we can't make space, habits, or routines to make it happen. So please, if anything you're going to take away from today's episode, boundaries are not something we learned in school. We typically, most likely, learned our boundaries from our family. And if we want something different than what, you know, like if we're up against something like, oh, you know, I love my family, I just don't really like how they did that. Well, that's going to require some conscious learning. You know, you remember the time that you first learned how to drive. You did all the theory work. You read everything. You were prepared for the exam. You wrote the exam. And then you took driving lessons. And when you got into that car and you sat beside the instructor, you had every single detail on your mind. You knew your hands had to be at 10 and 2. You did not touch the radio. You had to consciously tell yourself to look left and right, consciously look in the rearview mirror. You know, it was like that. It was like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, constantly. And I remember thinking, how do people drive? Because this is exhausting. But the more times that you drove, your body, every cell in your body was learning how to drive without you consciously telling it to do that. So by the end of the first month, you could take your hand off the wheel and turn up the radio. And then you could drive with one hand. Then you knew where to put your foot on the gas or on the brake. You knew how everything started to work. Well, there are 4 stages of learning. So everything is designed based on this theory. Learn the theory, understand it, apply it. Now let's embody it. Now, if you're like me, you can drive home talking on the phone and not remember how you got there. Of course you were safe. Of course you were present in the moment, but you were also talking on the phone. You wouldn't have dared thought about that when you first started. Self-development, boundaries, same thing. Please avoid going and implementing a boundary if you haven't learned anything new or if you're not supported. Just don't do it. Even when I'm working with clients and we do the inner work, boundaries are like a whole other session or program. because it is about embodying it and coming back to someone who is going to model a very healthy and safe relationship with you to help you go, no, this is okay. Because that voice inside our head likes to tell us that old story. And that old story is what prevents us from implementing the things that are most important to us. The women and the men that I am working with are embodying what it means to be an empowered human. They are navigating the chaos and they feel calm. We have been hit with some of the hardest things globally. And the people that I have in this space, in this container, are navigating it all and they are empowered. So if you're hearing this today and you know that there's a boundary you want to implement, give yourself some kindness and grace and permission to do it differently. Permission to do it with grace. Whew. I love boundaries. I could talk about boundaries all the time. And that's why I am launching my boundary course. Now, if you've been in my world for a little bit, I have been talking about a boundary course for the last year. My coach and I designed a bunch of stuff last year this time. I don't know why, what I was waiting for. I think I was like, okay, I'll launch it in like May. And then my mom died. And then it was like, no, I don't have the capacity for it. Like, let's just maintain. That was my goal. Maintain. And then here we are January. And it's like, no, now it's go time. It's time. Like, I feel it. I feel so aligned with this program. So if you are feeling aligned with, you know, boundaries, if you want to have a checkup, if you want to embody better boundaries, this program was designed for you. It is going to be a live training. So we're going to meet once a week on Zoom 4 times. There will be a private Facebook group where you can connect with others in the group if you want to. What I'm going to be doing differently is the course is only going to be accessible for 60 days because there's this, we want you to finish it. We want you to complete it. Like, boundaries are a really big deal and I want it to be completed in Q1. This is the first 3 months of 2022. Let's learn the theory, let's learn the framework, and let's start implementing. So the Better Boundaries is basically my framework that I have embodied and that I teach clients. You will learn the theory, you will learn the framework, you will then have the opportunity to go out and practice and bring it back into the sessions. After we record the training, we'll go off, record, and we'll come in and do a Q&A where we'll have some hot seat coaching, connection with other group members, because it's really important to hear how everyone else is experiencing it. And you'll notice you're not the only one that's having this similar challenge. Better boundaries for me embody the energetics of boundaries. They come right back to the basics, and we're going to get really clear on what it is that you want, what's no longer working for you, and how to create very safe and healthy boundaries. I'm so excited. Like, I can't even handle it. So Better Boundaries, the pre-sale is on right now. If you enroll before January 31st, you'll get a session with me, 45-minute session included in the program price. The program is $444 plus HST. If you need to do a payment plan, that is definitely there. We'll split the payments into two, and there's an option for you to do a payment plan as well. So my intention is to make it as accessible as possible. Boundaries transform my life, as I said, and I really want to lead the next group of people through this program. So if you have any questions, you can absolutely reach out to me. I'll put a link in the show notes to read more about the program. I will put a link to reach out to connect with me for 15 minutes if you want to. If you're like, you know what, Nicole, I have some more questions. Like, this is very, very intimate. You know, if you've worked with me in the past and you are, yeah, like, I'm thinking about all the women I've worked with in the past, and it's like, this is definitely a great program for you. If you've done a QCP in the past, this is an excellent program for you to kind of continue taking the work of QCP and implementing even more boundaries. So I would love to hop on a call with you if you want to like chat about it before you invest. I totally get it. I want to be able to hold space for you and answer any of your questions. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, please follow me over there at the Nicole Weston. I'll be going live on there, doing some Q&As, popping some question boxes in there, and you can ask me any questions and I'll make sure I answer them. Yeah, so if you have any questions, let me know. I am super excited about this. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. It is the time, it is the year to transform how we treat ourselves and how we teach others to treat us. And I would be honored to take you on that journey. I am so excited and I will see, or well, not see, but I will connect with you again next Friday. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy your day. And thank you so much for spending the time that you do have with me.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.